From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Researchers say an experimental Ebola vaccine has shown to be highly effective at preventing the deadly disease. The World Health Organization's assistant director, Dr. Marie-Paul Keeney, said Friday that the vaccine has so far been 100% effective in trials conducted in Guinea.
The data so far, and it's, as I said, an intermediary analysis, and the trial is going on. But the data so far shows that none of the 2,014 persons vaccinated developed Ebola virus disease after 10 days after vaccination.
The Ebola outbreak that swept through West Africa last year killed more than 11,000 people, most of them in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. Meanwhile, reports from the town of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria say at least five people were killed when a suicide bomber struck the Gamburu market on Friday. Though no one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack, the region is a hotbed of Boko Haram activity. The Islamist militant group has carried out a string of such assaults in the area that have killed hundreds in recent weeks. The Afghan Taliban announced on Friday that its Supreme Council has chosen Mullah Akhtar Mansour as the new chief of that insurgent group. The announcement came one day after the Taliban confirmed reports of the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. The new leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, served as a deputy to Mullah Omar and was the head of the Taliban, that is, political and military affairs department. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The man charged with the shooting deaths of nine African-American churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina, has pleaded not guilty to 33 federal charges. Dylan Roof entered the plea Friday during a brief arraignment in a federal court in Charleston, even as his defense attorney said that Roof wanted to plead guilty. The attorney said he could not advise his client, that is, to plead guilty until prosecutors say whether or not they will seek the death penalty. Roof faces federal charges, including hate crimes and obstructing the practice of religion. He also faces murder and attempted murder counts in the state of South Carolina. Suspected Jewish settlers firebombed two homes in the Israeli-occupied West Bank Friday, burning a Palestinian toddler to death and wounding several of his family members. As Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem, Israel's prime minister has promised to bring those responsible to justice.
Israeli authorities are blaming Jewish militants for an arson attack on a West Bank home that killed a Palestinian toddler. Hebrew graffiti was found on the walls. Police say the assailants threw firebombs into the house, setting off a blaze during the night. The toddler's 4-year-old brother and parents were critically wounded. Israeli officials expressed shock and outrage over the attack. The Prime Minister's spokesman, Mark Regev.
The government of Israel unequivocally condemns this heinous crime, this act of terrorism.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who controls parts of the West Bank, called it a war crime. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Security will be a focal point for Secretary of State John Kerry when he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend on the first leg of a 5-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. A senior State Department official said the United States is deeply concerned about unrest in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. That's where Islamic State affiliate militants have claimed responsibility for several deadly attacks. Michelle Dunn is a Middle East analyst at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
The real challenge for Secretary Kerry in his meetings in Egypt is how to discuss the regional picture, the regional fight against terrorism, and the domestic situation in Egypt, and how the two fit together.
In a Friday briefing, a State Department official said Egyptians are facing serious threats from the Islamic State-linked militants, and the United States needs to support the country's efforts to achieve stability. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, www.voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.